Hi everyone, I'm Carrie Perry.
And I'm Flora Pastorero, and this is Chick to Chick.
Hot topic for you. We're coming up on something that drives you a little crazy.
A little bit. Yeah. So we have all of these different quote unquote generations, you know, and it's based on your birth
year,
right?
Yes.
So right here, baby boomer. I'm the OG here in this nest.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm
are.
Okay with it. I'm a baby boomer.
I'm a Gen Xer.
You're Gen Xer.
Yes.
Okay. And then below that, we have that group that just baffles me, those quote-unquote millennials. And there are tons of them out there. And it's like, to me, like they're like gremlins. You put water on them and they keep just sprouting up all over the place.
Tell us how you really feel.
I feel like we're taken over by millennials. Like, what is going on? How many millennials are out there?
I just said too many, but I don't mean it. I don't know. It's a hard generation for some of us because I feel like there's a split. There's ones that I can really relate to, and then there's ones where I don't get it.
Yeah,
I think you're in the same space. Like, what?
Like, what? Yeah. I don't understand. I really do think that baby boomers and Gen X, we have a lot of similarities.
I would agree.
I think we think alike, we act alike, our views on life are the same.
Right.
But then when you hit in that millennial space, like, I don't get how their brains work.
I don't get
their views on life and finances and the whole nine yards. It's like their brains are firing a different way. It's really bizarre.
And I haven't figured out if they actually are working smarter and we're the ones
and we're
that
the
are
dummies.
Maybe the joke's on us. I'm not really sure. We'll find out.
Whatever it is, they are the future.
Yes, they are.
Of this
we
country.
We must embrace this.
Yes, we must embrace this. And so that brings us up to our topic today. We're going to go inside the mind of a millennial figure out how they think, what they think, and their views on life. And that brings us to our guest today, the quintessential millennial, Miss Melissa Miller. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, ladies.
We won't be too hard on you. I won't let her, I swear.
No. So, Melissa, you're a millennial. You're out and about. Tell us what is going on in your brain.
You know, it's funny. I ask myself that every day.
That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's exactly, it's similar to what you said. Half you feel you can relate, half you don't. I think that this, these stereotypes that we have and the baby boomers, like you said, the Gen X, it's almost about a misunderstanding, I think, about some of us. And I think that it has to do with the differences between the previous generations, what we view on adulthood, what we look at as success, as happiness. And there are a lot of differences between what we grew up and, you know, in our teenage and into our adult, that are making this confusion and this divide of what the heck are you doing? And you know, it's the economy, it's technology and the way that, you know, we were parented by you and, you know, how your parents raised you. So I think it's really about at understanding those differences, which there's a lot, and that's only one part of it, really.
Well, you said there's a misunderstanding, that we misunderstand you. What are we misunderstanding?
What are we missing?
Because I just don't get you. It's not a misunderstanding, but you say it is. I don't get you.
And maybe clear it up. Maybe just one of the points would be the adulthood. So what constitutes adulthood for a millennial?
You know, I think the view of, like I said, success and what we differ in what, you know, the technology has created an instant gratification. Experiences for us are success and happiness. Going to concerts, a car, the things that maybe were success to, you know, saving money, having a home, having a family, to different generations. For us, it's traveling. You know, our we want to see the world. You know, and the different aspects of age. I don't want to say what society wants us as far as age of relationships, and but we just view things different on getting a job, buying a home, you know, starting a family, different because of things that have happened to us when, you know, in growing up and just differences.
So I want to take on, we're going to take on one subject at a time. Let's start with jobs, for instance. So our generation, the baby boomers and the Gen Xers, we get a job and we stay there for years and years and years and decades, and we're all about loyalty. It seems that millennials don't view that in that respect, that you guys will stay at a job for 2 years and you're not happy there, so then you'll move to another job and you'll stay there for 3 years. Why don't you, your generation, why don't you stay at a job for a long period of time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's different for everyone. Obviously, like we said, half, you know, I think it's some of us are like this, some of us aren't. You know, we were given a lot of options. I feel like we were raised with limitless possibilities. You can be anything you want. You can do anything you want. And we, you know, whether it's the instant gratification of, I don't like this, I'm going to move on, I'm going to try something new. There are a lot of people out there. I know a lot of people. I think it's also a difference of dedication and, you know, loyalty to a company. I think many years ago it was, you stay with one company, you have your retirement, you have your, you know, that was almost, I don't want to say a standard or a norm, but now there's so many more jobs, there's so much more competition, and technology has created so many new things out there that somebody might like something, but they might like something more, or they weren't really sure what they wanted because we had all these options and what direction do I go in, you know, what's going to make me the happiest, what is happiness to us.
My question is, relationships, how are they different in terms of how early you choose to, like, really start that relationship with someone, where it's a long-term investment with someone? Certain dating apps and things like that have changed a lot of things. I got married when I was 23 years old. It's like, who does that anymore? So what's changed with relationships with millennials?
I think it's, you know, I think it's a difference between all those things that we said in options, but with technology, you know, these dating apps, everything's right there at your fingertips, meeting people, you know, going on dates, seeing what you like, what you don't like. I personally had, as a teenager, these goals, looking at what my mom did, you know, married out of college, first kid at 23, second kid at 25, this idea of what, you know, not necessarily society, but this plan. 21, I was breaking up with a boyfriend. 23, single. 25, you know, single. And it's this time frame that a lot of us had when we were little that was not realistic.
We have a podcast, and we're excited to let everyone know that you're going to have a podcast coming out soon. Yeah. That deals with millennials. I mean, we have our views on life. The baby boomer and the Gen X are here, but you're going to have a whole podcast that you're going to deal with issues that are important to millennials. Tell us about your podcast. What's it called? Give us all the good details.
Sure. So it's called Millennial by Mel. I really wanted to, like you said, get into the mind of the millennial. There's a lot of things that I've gone through, my friends have gone through, stereotypes, the ups and downs, things that, you know, other generations don't understand, but even that we struggle with, that are things that we need to have a voice. You know, the Millennial by Mel, it's It's Generation Y, so it's a yell. but it's also, oh, Generation Y.
Exactly, right? Exactly. That's exactly. Why? Why?
Why? These ways of yeah, I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've made a lot of, you know, I've been the stereotype and I you know, I've learned a lot, but I'm not, no one's perfect. I'm still a millennial, but yeah, we're going to be not only talking about the struggles and things like we had talked about with finances and relationships and, you know, dating apps and swiping right and all these things, but which I don't use, I never did. But just also the movers and shakers, you know, the people who are doing the things that go against some of these stereotypes, that entitlement, laziness, you know, don't work hard, live at home with your mom and dad. And some people do, and it's a slower path for, you know, some people, but we're really just want to talk about it all and have real conversations that we can all relate to, maybe help people and, you know, showcase the people that are awesome too.
I love that.
And where can we see your podcast?
So it'll be on penwatch.org, obviously with you guys, Chick to Chick, YouTube channel. We're doing millennialyelling.com. So it'll be on the website there. And on, you know, Facebook, we'll be pushing that through all of our social media channels too.
Excellent.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Best of luck. And we look forward to seeing this. Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
I actually feel a little bit better.
You do?
I do, because I think that well, here's the thing, you know, as I'm listening to her, I can almost hear in her voice, like, there's a lot of new. It's a lot of new territory. It's a lot of new space. It's new technology. It's a lot of new. So I feel that there are kind of several of them could be floundering that we look at as lazy or all these other things. And they're just floundering because for whatever reason, the previous generation, their parents' generation or grandparents' generation, it's not making sense anymore.
Well, it doesn't. And I really think that technology has changed the landscape of everything. You know, I know when I graduated from college and I started dating, I looked at this person like, is this marriage material? Because if it wasn't, I didn't waste my time. Yeah. And now they're just like,
you swiped like this. Move out of my way in the bar. No, I'm kidding. It's different. So the conversation that she will have, I think, is going to be really productive for people understanding what a millennial is. We got to all get along. We really do. And I have millennial bonus daughters.
You do.
And so I need to listen to this podcast. That's going to help me a lot, too.
Yep. And they are the future.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We are all over social media. You can also find us at chicktochick.com.
That's right. Until the next time when we chirp again.